right now. Name that tune.
Yes, that's right. This week's Name That Tune is right along with our travel schedule, as we'll be in Pennsylvania on Friday for two live shows. Tickets still available to that morning show. And these are bands and singers all from Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. You guys ready for tune and clue number 8?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. This is Name That Tune, singers and bands from PA. The title of this song also means something is shining with a soft, fitful, or wavering light. It's to glimmer, to reflect a wavering, sometimes distorted visual image. Free beer.
Fuel. Shimmer.
This is my sister's fiance's favorite song.
Me too. I love this song so much.
This is Beyonce's favorite song?
No, this is my sister's fiance's favorite song.
No, it's Beyonce's favorite song for sure.
I can't believe that's Beyonce what I thought, loves this.
I thought I heard you say that too. I was like, oh, wow, really? That's cool.
Yeah, Beyonce's pump song.
Well, has anybody ever asked Beyonce? I mean, maybe it is.
I don't know. I don't know how she feels about fuel. Here and now, will we ever be again? 'Cause I have found all that shimmers.
Do you remember a time? I don't remember what we were doing, but we were at a venue here in town. And Fuel, I think, was going to be playing, and we were there to do some announcements. And then this was after their lead singer had left, and they tried to get somebody else. And then eventually, does any of this sound vaguely familiar?
No, no.
Because we're up there in like a crow's nest overlooking the stage, and then some people came into our booth, and we're standing there going, hey, is that the guys from Fuel over there? No, I think that's a different band. And then the guys that had walked up next to us goes, we're Fuel. And we were all like, ah!
I don't remember that at all, but it sounds like something that we would do.
I don't know.
We're like, oh, yeah, we love the band. Hey, see you later.
Gotta go.
We definitely knew it was you.
Hi, guys.
All right, here's tuning clue number 9. This band dedicated this song to Barbara Lewis, one of their high school friends who was tragically killed by a drunk driver around the time the song was written. These lyrics are constantly misunderstood. The lyrics speak to the circle of life, but specifically to how Barb's life gave new life to many as she was an organ donor. The angel, the baby down the hall, the pale blue eyes, the pain, the confusion. Oh. The lyrics are wholly the band's interpretation of their experience and perception of Barb's impact and the organ donors.
Hmm.
Here Sounds is your familiar. Tune, number 9.
Steve.
Hot Wings.
Live Lightning Crashes.
Yes.
I'm like, I know all these lyrics. Uh-huh. What is this?
Lightning crashes, no mother cries. Hopeless until it falls to the floor.
So hot.
I love this song so much.
Is this I feel like people used to tell us this song was about abortion. Because that goes back to you saying it's misinterpreted a lot. Or I think I had heard miscarriage.
Yeah.
Or maybe.
Her intentions fall to the floor.
All right. Tune and clue number 10. Now, I love this clue, and I hope you guys enjoy it as much as I do, because in this song, this band's lead singer goes something. Wait. In this song, this band's lead singer goes a little something like this, and all you need is a little untis. You know, like when people do that weird sound with their mouth to do an impression of house music. Untis, untis, untis. Here is your tune, number 10.
Try my slam on for size. Dry stick with that kung fu grip. Let the banana split and watch it go right to your thighs. Come and feel, come
Helen.
Bloodhound Gang, Untus. Untus? Untus?
Yes!
I love this song so much.
I don't think I've ever heard this song.
All you need is my Untus, Untus, Untus.
You've never heard this before?
No.
You and Kayla would love this song. It makes me, the lyrics are hilarious. This is the clean version. The original is filthy.
I assumed, yeah, I was kind of hovering over the button on this one.
It's one of those songs that is so explicit that, like, everywhere you see it, it's got in big, bold letters right next to it. This is the most explicit song you'll ever listen to. Like,
oh,
make
really?
Sure you know this. Jeez. Yes. Oh, my God. It's so good. All right. Tune in clue number 11. We've only got two more left.
Okay, nope.
In this song, this singer doesn't miss her lover, but she misses the late nights. She honestly likes the kick in the face that he's given her and the things her former lover did to her that make her just feel terrible. She loves the way it hurt. She doesn't miss him. She just misses the misery.
Oh.
Hot Wings.
Tommy.
Hot Wings.
Pink
Maitland.
Misery.
No, Maitland. Tommy.
Maitland. Paramore Misery Business.
No. Maitland.
That's Hailstorm. I miss the misery.
That's right. I'm going to actually fast forward this here.
Whale.
I've been a mess since you stayed. I've been a wreck since
you. Is this song processed like this? Does it normally sound like this?
No.
Okay. I was like, why does every version I download sound processed weird? Final tune, final clue. When this group's lead singer can't sleep at night without holding his lover tight, he just breaks down and cries. He's got pain in his head and he'd rather be dead. He's just spinning round and round. And, you know, even though they've come to the end of the road, he still can't let her go.
End of the road, Boys to Men.
Yeah.
We belong together. And you know that I'm right.
Baby.
So, can I tell you a quick story? It's going to interrupt the hook.
So, the end of the road.
No, go ahead. Keep going. We'll
it's worth it.
We'll keep singing to you.
When I was in college, this came out. And in my English 201 class, there was a guy who said, yeah, those guys went to my high school. And I said, I thought you were from Detroit. And he goes, I am. I went to Cooley High. And I go, that's not the same Cooley High. It's. He goes, yeah, it is.
Nope.
I go, no, they didn't go to your same school. Because they'd have been, by the way, about our age.
Yeah.
He goes, no, it is. And eventually I said, no, I'm telling you, man, they're from Philadelphia. No, they're not. Cooley High Harmony. It's set in Detroit Cooley. I was like, all right.
Okay.
And this is pre-internet cell phones.
Agree to disagree.
So, And eventually, I think I pushed him too far because he yelled, well, you're an effing idiot. Except he said the whole word. And then everybody was listening. And I said, okay, they're from Detroit. And then everybody else was like, no, man, they're from Philly. And then everybody turned on him, and he did not come back to class the rest of the semester.
Oh.
Wow. Ruined everything.
Wow. Yeah, he felt stupid. I wonder how he tells that story.
I'm a villain. I wouldn't stop nagging him until he yelled at me.
The Boys to Men villain.
Yeah.
English 201.
His story is, this is why I never finished college.
Yeah. He was totally arrested on January 6th.
Yeah.
But he's fine now.